This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our national news report. After no quorum was reached in the Texas House, House Speaker Dustin Burrows voted for and signed motions the House passed requiring return of 56 missing Democrats. This included Burrows signing civil warrants for their arrests and directing the Sergeant of Arms to find those in Texas and bring them back to the Capitol. A record 78,000 people have applied to join U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to support Trump administration's deportation efforts, Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons said. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed dramatically in June, falling to $60.2 billion, the lowest level since September 2023, as imports plunged and the trade gap with China shrank to a 21-year low. The Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis released the data highlighting the significant impact of President Donald Trump's aggressive tariff policies on global trade dynamics. In a dramatic escalation of Congress's investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, issued sweeping subpoenas to foster a high-profile political figures, including former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and former FBI Directors James Comey and Robert Mueller. The committee is demanding testimony from nearly a dozen former federal officials and full access to the Justice Department's records related to the Epstein case. Attorney General Pam Bondi has authorized the convening of a federal grand jury to consider potential criminal charges against former Obama administration officials involved in what has been widely dubbed the Russian collusion hoax, multiple sources confirmed. And the FBI has released its comprehensive reported crimes in the nation statistics for 2024, revealing a significant decline in violent crime across the U.S. According to the report, violent crime dropped an estimated 4.5% nationwide compared to 2023, with murder and non-negligent manslaughter down nearly 15%. In a sweeping move that marks a major shift in U.S. vaccine policy, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it has canceled 22 contracts worth nearly $500 million related to the mRNA vaccine development. The decision follows a weeks-long internal review by HHS Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. And newly released data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation reveals a continued rise in anti-Jewish hate crimes in 2024, reinforcing concerns among Jewish advocacy groups and faith leaders about escalating hostility and the need for stronger government action. President Donald Trump announced that he has instructed the Department of Commerce to begin developing a new census that will explicitly exclude illegal immigrants from the population count, reigniting a constitutional debate over representation and federal funding. President Donald Trump has ordered a significant increase and federal law enforcement presence across Washington, D.C. in an effort to combat what he describes as an out-of-control crime wave in the nation's capital. The White House announced the move on August 7th, saying the deployment will begin at midnight and continue for at least 7 days, with an option to extend. In the first 6 months of the Trump administration, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Houston arrested 356 illegal foreign nationals who are confirmed gang members. And President Donald Trump signed an executive order to ensure that federal regulators do not promote policies or practices allowing financial institutions to deny or restrict services based on political beliefs, religious beliefs, or lawful business activities, guaranteeing fair access to banking for all Americans. In a rare and controversial arrangement, NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices have agreed to share 15% of revenues from certain AI chip sales to China with the U.S. government, paving the way for the resumption of exports halted earlier this year over national security concerns. And Liberation Day arrived in Washington, D.C., as declared by President Donald Trump. And the U.S. military is preparing to activate hundreds of National Guard troops in the nation's capital as part of President Donald Trump's sweeping federal crackdown on crime, according to multiple U.S. officials. The move comes amid escalating tensions between the White House and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser over public safety, homelessness, and the city's image. Seven years after the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, the justices will soon decide whether to revisit and potentially overturn that historic ruling. And a federal district judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of Arkansas's new law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms, calling it plainly unconstitutional and part of a broader effort to inject Christian doctrine into education. And the Democratic Party has sunk to historic lows in favorability, even among its own voters, as it struggles to recover from the crushing 2024 election defeat and adjust to the return of President Donald Trump in the White House. And U.S. annual inflation was unchanged in July, coming in below economists' expectations, as President Donald Trump recently imposed tariffs showing little immediate impact on consumer prices. National Guard troops and hundreds of federal agents have been deployed across Washington, D.C. after President Donald Trump evoked emergency powers to take direct control of the city's police force and launch an aggressive campaign against violent crime and homelessness in the nation's capital. In a revelation shaking the foundation of the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, newly declassified FBI documents confirmed that former FBI Director James Comey utilized a private conduit to leak classified information in an effort to spur the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate then-President Donald Trump. And the U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $37 trillion for the first time in history, according to Treasury Department figures, marking a critical fiscal milestone years earlier than originally forecast by the Congressional Budget Office. And the Trump administration's ambitious Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative is moving forward, with newly revealed U.S. government plans showing a four-layer shield, one space-based and three ground-based, designed to protect the American homeland from ballistic missile attacks. And a federal judge appointed by President Obama has struck a blow to religious liberty, overturning protections that allowed faith-based employers to decline covering abortion and contraceptives in their health insurance plans. FBI Director Kash Patel has uncovered a bombshell memo written in 2017 chronicling the extensive political obstruction that career agents in three cities faced from their own bosses and the Obama Justice Department during the 2016 election as they probed whether Hillary Clinton engaged in a pay-to-play corruption scheme involving her family foundation. And many working-class Americans who previously voted Democratic are expressing skepticism about the party being able to regain their vote in future elections, the New York Times reported. After President Donald Trump announced a federal crackdown on lawlessness in Washington, D.C., mainstream media outlets and Democratic politicians claimed violent crime in the nation's capital has fallen sharply and has reached a 30-year low. Their claims, though, rest on questionable police data that local leaders are accusing of falsifying to play down the city's violent crime problem. The Metropolitan Police Department recently suspended a commander for allegedly manipulating that data, a fact that mainstream reports excluded. And several lefty dark money organizations, including George Soros, contributed more than $20 million to groups funding protests against President Trump's crime crackdown in Washington, D.C. And liberal cable networks CNN and MSNBC have been citing fabricated statistics in an attempt to debunk President Trump's claims about a rampant crime in Washington, D.C. Over the past, these two networks have cited the dubious statistics over 70 times while refusing to acknowledge that a D.C. police official was suspended for tampering with those stats just months ago. And National Guard troops deployed to the nation's capital as part of President Donald Trump's crackdown on violent crime will begin carrying weapons in the coming days, according to officials familiar with the planning. And the average American taxpayer will see a $3,752 tax cut in 2026, thanks to the newly enacted One Big Beautiful Bill Act, according to a fresh analysis by the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. The law signed by President Trump in July marks the most significant change to federal tax policy since the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. A study finds 84% of mail-order abortion pills are going to states with bans. Pro-life advocates urge Trump administration to act. A new study has found that a vast majority of mail-order abortion pills shipped by a leading telemedicine provider has gone to women living in states where most abortions are banned, fueling calls from pro-life leaders for the Trump administration to intervene. And powerful Hurricane Erin, the first major storm of 2025 Atlantic season, continues to churn across the Atlantic as dangerous Category 4 hurricane, prompting local state of emergencies and mandatory evacuations along North Carolina's Outer Banks. And President Donald Trump announced that he will spearhead a movement to eliminate mail-in ballots and certain voting machines from U.S. elections, declaring that only paper ballots with watermarks can restore honesty to the nation's voting system. And 2,100 baptized in a single day at Pirate's Cove in third annual Jesus Revolution baptism. Signs of a spiritual awakening are still popping up across the U.S. on a weekly basis this summer. And the latest example is a mass baptism at Pirate's Cove in Newport Beach, California, where thousands of believers publicly declared their faith in Jesus Christ. Worldwide, Christians are facing increasing persecution because of their faith in Christ. However, they are not alone, and ethnic cleansing of religious minorities is occurring throughout the Middle East. Jews, Christians, and others are threatened with extinction. In a development so shocking, meteorologists are scrambling to update the 7-day forecast for Hayes. Hillary Clinton has publicly declared that President Trump has been great and went so far as to suggest he should be nominated for the Nobel Prize. And Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen announced that the state is partnering with the Trump administration to open a new detention center for illegal immigrants in a remote corner of the state. On the 90th anniversary of the Social Security Act last week, President Donald Trump declared his administration's sweeping effort to make Social Security great again, celebrating both his new tax relief for seniors and an unprecedented fraud cleanup inside the system. The Trump administration announced it is reviewing the eligibility of all 55 million foreign nationals holding U.S. visas as part of an intensified vetting program, raising the stakes in its broader immigration crackdown. And the U.S. Supreme Court delivered a significant victory to the Trump administration on a ruling 5-4 to uphold the National Institute of Health's decision to cancel nearly $783 million in taxpayer-funded research grants tied to diversity, equity, and inclusion, initiatives and other controversial programs. A New York appellate court struck down a $515 million civil fraud judgment against President Trump, ruling that the massive penalty violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibiting on excessive fines. And a federal judge has temporarily blocked a Texas law that would have mandated the display of the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom across the state, ruling that the measure likely violates constitutional protection of religious freedom. In a move that sent shockwaves through Washington, President Donald Trump proudly announced that 275,000 illegal aliens have been scrubbed from Social Security records, along with 12.4 million dead people, some of whom have been receiving benefits longer than most Americans have been alive. The brand new CBN documentary, The Revival Generation, will premiere at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. On Thursday, August 28, the film will be available for streaming and DVD release. It tells the powerful, emotionally stirring story of the faith movement that is transforming Thursday, August 28th, the film will be available for streaming and DVD release. It tells the powerful, emotionally stirring story of the faith movement that is transforming lives across college campuses. And a legendary evangelical leader and founder focused on the family, Dr. James Dobson, passed away this week at the age of 89. And Costco announced that it will not sell abortion pill Milspristone in any of its pharmacies. The retail and grocery giants cited a lack of demand. A New York teenager is fighting back after a school banned her from painting a Bible verse in a paid student parking space, despite the fact that other students are allowed to paint non-religious messages. And Grand Canyon College, a Christian college in Arizona, has won another legal battle waged by the Biden administration. This week, the Federal Trade Commission unanimously dropped its lawsuit against the college, and Christian school clubs in Oakland, California won a major court victory when a federal judge ruled that the city's unified school district must allow Christians the same access as other clubs under the First Amendment. A popular nutritionist working with RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again campaign claims God has provided us with natural foods that help heal diseases. And the White House is considering a move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. However, it comes at a time when cannabis poisonings have sharply increased, primarily among teens and children. And Ephraim Graham recently sat down for a conversation with the Christian band Mercy Me and discussed their new music project, Wonder and Awe. He also covered the film's Sarah's Oil and gives a preview of the film How to Train Your Dragon, all on this week's Studio 5. This week at the Washington's Museum of the Bible, NBA star Jonathan Isaac unveiled a new display and delivered a stirring message honoring the Lord. And more than 30 years ago, acclaimed singer and songwriter Sinash responded to an altar call because she was moved by the power in worship music. Today, she writes songs that bring others to the Lord. Charlene Aaron talked to Sinach on this week's Prayer Link. And President Donald Trump said that he has instructed his administration to start work on a new census that excludes illegal migrants from the count. In a social media post, Trump said those living in the U.S. without legal status should not be included. I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern-day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. People who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Trump said on Truth Social. The United States typically conducts a census once every decade. The government last counted the residents of the United States and its five territories in 2020, when households could respond online for the first time. The count historically includes foreign-born residents of the United States, including lawful permanent residents, students, refugees, and asylum seekers, and people who entered the country without permission. The consequences of the push by Trump to exclude illegal aliens and just who can vote has already been highlighted as it addresses the left's strategy for decades to inflate their power in Congress. The U.S. Census Bureau collects data from all foreign-born who participate in its census and surveys regardless of legal status. Thus, unauthorized migrants are implicitly included in the Census Bureau estimates of the total foreign-born population. Its website says, per report in the USA Today, Trump's move would address past instances of demographic change driven by illegal migrants and their families. And finally, President Donald Trump has racked up moderate wins thus far in his administration, with Thursday marking the 200th day since he was once again sworn in as president of the United States. While Trump has a bounty of accomplishments in his first 200 days through executive order, key legislation, trade deals, and peace deals, six wins stand out in particular. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the European Union Trade Deal, zero illegal aliens admitted into the United States in April, and Peacemaker-in-Chief. And trillions in investment pouring into the United States. And finally, protecting women and children from the effects of trans ideology. And this concludes our weekly national news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.